Gracie told me the funniest thing. That Dad, you have a twin brother.
What?
What?
Evan, I have a plan, but we have to act quickly.
What's going on?
All right, spill it.
What?
Did she tell you?
Miss Jean, join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. Hi, and welcome to today's episode, the third in our season called Keep Watch. Now, in our story so far, Gracie felt sure that her parents were getting back together. Instead, she discovered that they're getting divorced. And Brianna may have let a family secret slip. Could John Harris really have a twin brother that Gracie and Judah have never met? Or did Brianna imagine the whole thing? Well, speaking of siblings, Jake's sister Olivia is in town as a substitute teacher, and they're in the middle of a misunderstanding. Gracie and Brianna are getting ready to visit Grandpa Harris. Will he have the answers that they're looking for? There's one thing that everyone in the Harris family will have a good reminder of today, that God's timing is so much better than ours. Come on and listen to today's episode called The Key, and let's exercise our faith with the Harrises.
Good morning, Gracie. Wow, you're up early.
Yeah, my stomach hurt. It woke me up.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Can I get you something to help you feel better?
No thanks, Judah. I'll be okay.
Well, I'm going to have one of those blueberry scones. You sure you don't want one?
I'm sure.
All right, suit yourself. So, when are you and Brianna leaving for Grandpa Harris's?
Pretty soon. Mr. Simon said he'd get Blue Birdie warmed up, and he'd be here after breakfast.
Nice. Sorry I can't come with you. It's my senior year, and there's just so much to do before I graduate.
I'm gonna miss you, Judah.
Hey, I haven't left for college yet. We have the rest of this year and all summer.
I know, but our family isn't the same as it was. It won't ever be.
Gracie, you know, just because Mom and Dad are getting divorced doesn't mean that we aren't still a family.
Judah, can I tell you a big family secret?
A family secret? Sure.
Brianna told me that Dad has a twin brother.
What? We'd know if Dad had a twin. He'd be our uncle.
I know. So, why don't we know about him, huh?
I don't know. Is Brianna sure about this?
No, but... my stomach hurts.
You know, when Mom and Dad first separated, I had a lot of stomach aches, too.
Oh?
Yeah, and headaches. I was worried about our family all the time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But, hey, God took care of us. He brought us here to Discovery Mountain, and it all worked out in His time.
But I... Judah, it isn't all worked out.
Gracie.
Whew! I got our suitcases down. I'm ready to go.
Yay! Mr. Simon will be here soon.
Here, have a blueberry scone, Brianna.
Thanks, cuz.
What was all that thudding on the stairs?
Oh, sorry to wake you, Uncle John. That was our suitcase.
You girls are just going for a night, right? You're not moving in with Grandpa Harris.
Mr. Simon!
Hello, Harris family.
Is Gadget coming with us?
Of course! He wouldn't miss a trip to Harrison's son pet shop.
Yay! Come here, boy.
Harrison's son pet shop. I still don't like that name.
Did I miss them? I can't believe I overslept.
We're still here, Mom.
Oh, good. Give me a hug, girls. Have fun.
We will. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Mr. Simon, for flying them down.
Oh, anytime. I'll get them there safe and sound. Bye.
Mom? Dad? Does Gracie seem all right to you?
She seems fine to me. A little distracted, maybe.
Distracted, yes. And her stomach has been hurting.
Yeah, she told me it was hurting her this morning, too.
Oh, dear. I'm sure it's just nerves from all the changes in the family.
It could be just something she ate.
No, I don't think so.
Just nerves. I'm sure she'll be okay.
What's funny, Judah?
Oh, Gracie told me the funniest thing.
What's that?
Apparently she and Brianna have this crazy idea that, Dad, you have a twin brother.
What?
What?
I know, crazy, right?
Is it too late to stop that plane?
Nope, off they go. John, quick, call your dad. You have to warn him.
As Gracie and Brianna flew to visit Grandpa Harris, the cafe started to fill with customers. Mr. Harris didn't have time to make that important phone call.
Hi, Jake.
Oh, hi, Addie. Is Mr. Reeder here yet?
Yeah, he's right over there.
Thanks.
Cheer up, Jake. It's the weekend. May I help whoever's next?
Hi, Hattie.
Kylie, what can I get for you?
I'll take 3 croissants to go, please.
Coming right up. Oh, Olivia, Jake and Reed are at that table right over there.
They are? I'm not joining them.
Oh, sorry, I just assumed.
I'm not very hungry. I'll come back later for lunch.
Okay, well, see you then. Here you go, Kylie.
Thanks. That was strange, wasn't it?
With Olivia? Yeah, sure was. Oh, here's your change.
Thanks. Bye, Hattie.
Bye.
Oh, hi, Chaplain Jake. Can I bring you some breakfast?
Nah, just some chamomile tea, okay?
Okay. So it must be fun teaching with your sister.
Oh, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I've been avoiding her all weekend, though.
Really?
Family matter.
I won't pry. We have enough family matters of our own here.
Is Gracie doing all right, Michelle?
Well, she'll be okay. Eventually. I'll get that tea.
Now, Jake, what did you want to talk about? It must be something serious if it couldn't wait until school tomorrow morning.
Mr. Reeder, is there anybody at all who could substitute for Olivia?
You would like me to find a substitute teacher for the substitute teacher?
Oh, yeah, could you?
All right, Jake, tell me what's going on and start at the beginning.
Oh, well, it all started when Olivia came home from the hospital as a baby.
Not that beginning. The beginning of whatever happened between you and Olivia this week.
Well, that all started when Olivia gave me some money the other day. See, she insisted I take it, so I did.
Grandpa Harris!
Brianna! Look at you! You've grown a whole inch.
Grandpa Harris!
2 granddaughters in 1 visit. I'm the luckiest grandpa in town.
Hi, Grandpa. I missed you.
Missed you too, Gracie Grace. Gadget, come here, boy. You're as mischievous as ever.
Gadget! Gadget!
He's in here, George.
Oh, of course he is. He ran ahead of me.
George, I have that special order of dog food for you for Trekkers.
Well, thank you. My customers will be happy to have this. Gadget, I've never seen you happier.
Gadget, you can visit me anytime.
I'll be back in the morning to pick up the girls. You don't want to be late for school, so be ready on time, okay, you two?
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Simon.
Will you stay for a cup of tea?
I'd love to, but I'll leave you to your family time. Come on, Gadget. I know. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Safe travels. Well, girls, what would you like to do first? We can let Polly out of her cage. She's pretty good about staying in the shop.
No, Grandpa, we were thinking...
Oh, come here. The gray tabby hasn't been adopted yet. And look.
Aw, she has kittens.
Do you want to hold one?
No, Grandpa, we were thinking...
No. Kids have been coming in here all week begging me to let them hold a kitten. I keep telling them, not until their eyes are open.
Oh, the dark gray one and the stripy one's eyes are open.
Yep, and you two can be the first to hold them.
Well, all right.
Well, all right. I've had more enthusiasm from a bearded dragon.
Sorry, Grandpa.
Can we please hold the kitten?
Now that's better.
Aw, she's so tiny.
You're good with animals, Brianna. Just like your mom, Emily, is.
Aw, thanks, Grandpa.
How about me, Grandpa?
Well, you're doing just great with that kitten, Gracie. You're nothing like your dad at your age.
Really?
Yep.
Grandpa, do you have any photo albums?
Photo albums?
Yeah, with pictures of my dad when he was a kid.
And my mom?
Well, maybe when your grandma was alive, she had some somewhere.
You used to have family pictures on the wall in the hallway, didn't you?
Hallway?
Yeah, right outside of my dad and Aunt Emily's old rooms.
I suppose. Years ago.
Why aren't they still up?
Well, you're just full of questions today, aren't you?
Gracie, let's trade kittens. Then we could help you clean the aquariums, Grandpa.
I could use the help. Thank you.
Or we could see if the photo albums are in the attic. How about that?
Brianna, could you come over here and give me a hand with the guinea pigs?
Sure.
All right, spill it.
What?
Your mom was always the worst secret keeper in the family. Did she tell you?
So it's true?
And Gracie, does she know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear. I'm going to call your mother. And then...
What?
I'm going to have to call John.
Could the family secret really be true? We'll find out right after this.
There's a new club coming this summer. It's the Discovery Mountain Club with programs like Jake's Take and Oddcast You Can Trust and Listen Up, hosted by me, producer Steve. Learn more at discoverymountain.com/club.
Gracie and Brianna are about to hear a story they've never heard before. Let's join them back at the pet shop.
Okay, son. I'll talk to them. Bye. Girls, follow me. I want to show you two something. It's a little dusty.
Oh, a photo album.
Have a seat on the couch over there. Now, open the first page.
Is that you and Grandma Harris?
Yes. That's us on our wedding day.
Wow, she was so pretty.
She was the love of my life. Not perfect, but a godly woman. Now, turn the page again.
Oh, that's Grandma Harris again. And she's...
She's holding two babies.
One of those babies is your dad, Gracie.
And the other one?
The other is his brother, Evan.
Twins. So I didn't imagine it at all.
What happened to him? Did he die?
Evan? Oh, no. He's still alive. At least as far as I know.
What? You don't know?
I haven't seen Evan in over 20 years.
What happened?
Hand me that photo album. Let me see now. Here it is.
Is that them?
That's John and Evan. They're about 10 here. That's when things started to go wrong.
Wrong?
Yes, and, well, to be honest, there were signs long before then.
Grandpa, tell us the story.
All right. Well, John is older than Evan by 1 minute and 22 seconds, and he never let him forget it.
John? John, put down the hammer and come see this.
Dad, I'm building a new cage for the gecko.
But look, the guinea pig babies are here.
Oh, there are 5 babies.
Yeah. Evan, come on over here and see them.
Aw, they're so small. Can I hold one?
No, not yet. They're too little.
They're gonna need a bigger cage.
John, you just want an excuse to build something.
So I like building. What's the big deal?
You don't even care about the animals.
Now, boys.
If you've seen one guinea pig, you've seen them all.
Dad, did you hear that?
Now, boys.
Well, Evan, I have the key to the pet shop, so I don't really care what you think.
John, I can take that key away from you just as fast as I gave it to you.
But, Dad, I'm the oldest, and that means I get to run the store with you when I grow up.
Dad, it's not fair. I feed the fish, I take the dogs for a walk, I even clean Polly's cage.
I know, Evan.
But I'm 1 minute and 22 seconds older. I have the key.
John, put that key away and stop taunting your brother.
Now what is going on over here?
Mom, John doesn't even like the animals.
I do too. I'm building the gecko a cage.
It's not a gecko. It's a bearded dragon. You don't even know the difference. Dad, why can't I be the son in Harrison's son pet shop?
John is the oldest.
It's not fair.
Evan, wipe your nose. John, stop that hammering. Now go to your room.
But Mom!
Oh, Mom.
Go on.
Yes, Mom.
Fine.
I asked you not to give him the key yet. John is too young for that responsibility.
My father gave me a key to the store when I was his age.
But John isn't you. He's less suited to this business.
And Evan is?
Evan loves the animals. He'd love to run the shop with you.
You're right, dear, but the shop goes to the oldest son.
And if John chose to give it to Evan instead?
That would be his choice. But it would have to be his decision.
I'm gonna pray about it right now. Lord, you could make that happen. Please do what is best for my boys.
If it's going to happen, let it happen in God's time.
You're right.
Come on now. Come and see the baby guinea pigs.
Is that why my dad never told us about his brother?
Oh no. There's much more to the story. Remember the key I gave your dad?
Yeah?
Well, a few days later, we left your dad in charge of taking care of the animals. Your grandma and Emily and I went into the city for the day.
Well, what happened?
John wasn't ready.
Evan! Evan, you have to help me.
I'm not going to feed the animals. I told you, Dad left you in charge. You have the key.
That's the thing. I lost the key. It was in my pocket at recess and...
John, you're supposed to let the dogs out and feed the fish, and Polly needs her...
I know. Will you help me?
I know where Dad keeps the spare key.
Well, then tell me.
Okay, but when you find your key, I want it.
Fine. I don't care about the key anyway.
I knew it. You don't even care.
Just get the key and open the door.
Fine. Here.
Evan, where does Dad keep the fish food?
I keep the fish food right here.
Thanks.
He doesn't even know what he's doing. 1 minute and 22 seconds older. I wish the pet shop could be mine, not his.
So, Evan got Uncle John's key?
No, we never found that key.
They didn't get along very well, did they?
No, it wasn't too terrible when they were young. It was when they were older that things got worse. Much worse.
It sounds like Grandpa Harris has more stories to tell about Gracie's dad and his twin brother when they were young. We'll hear more right after this break.
Hi, Kate Browning here. I play Kylie on Discovery Mountain. Take an adventure with your friends in Discovery Mountain in the book Mission Forgiveness. In this interactive faith adventure, you decide what happens next. Find Mission Forgiveness at discoverymountain.com/store.
Let's go back to the pet shop with Grandpa Harris and Gracie and Brianna. We're finally learning about the family secret.
Grandpa, when did everything change for good?
Do you mean, when did Evan leave the Harris family?
Yeah, when did he become a family secret?
Well, it was the year the boys graduated from high school. Your dad brought a sweet girlfriend home for us to meet that year, Gracie.
Oh, my mom, right?
It was. Your dad was busy with the school basketball team, baseball team, soccer, and of course shop class. He was always so talented with woodworking. And Evan? Well, he spent all his free time here at the pet shop.
This is it, the family business.
Oh, John, I love it. It's so cute.
Yeah, well, I'll be running it one day soon.
Aw, you're the son and Harrison's son.
Yeah, I guess. Not like I have a choice.
Oh, look at you. You're so sweet.
Now that's Duke. Big name, little dog.
Aw.
Michelle, you know Evan from school, right?
I think so. Hi, Evan. I'm Michelle.
Hi.
I'm Emily, their little sister. It's so cool to have the most popular senior girl dating my brother.
Popular? Aw, well, thank you.
Hi, Michelle. Good to meet you.
That's my dad. And this is my mom.
We've heard all about you, Michelle. Good to meet you at last.
Nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Harris.
Well, let's get out of here.
Aw, John, couldn't we hang out with Duke and the other animals for just a little while longer?
Nah, I've got to get ready for practice. See you, everyone.
Oh, can I come with you?
Sure.
Yay!
Bye. Nice meeting you all.
See, Dad? He still doesn't care.
Evan, we've been over this.
Ugh, I'm going to my room.
Evan.
Let him go.
I just don't know what to do about him.
I just keep praying.
I know you do. We're just weeks away from their graduation. I've made John a plaque. Look.
Oh, it says Harris and Son Pet Shop. John Harris. Oh, I always thought there'd be a way.
A way to let Evan have his dream of running the store instead of John? What have I always told you?
It would have to be John's choice. He's the oldest.
Right.
But I've prayed.
Then leave it with God. His timing and not ours. If God wants Evan to have this and John to do something else, well, he'll make it happen.
I suppose.
Trust him. And don't do anything silly in the meantime.
Grandpa, what's wrong?
Why'd you stop the story?
Girls, I haven't talked about this in nearly 20 years. This isn't easy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have to tell us.
No. It's time. This family secret has gone on long enough. The twins graduated, and at the celebration afterwards, well, things have never been the same.
Congratulations, John and Evan, to the best big brothers a girl could have.
Thanks, Emily.
Aw, Emily, you're so sweet.
Give me a hug, little sis.
Boys, your mother and I have a gift for you.
Oh, that's happening now?
Yes, dear.
Well, first I'll need a hand with the cake. Evan, could you help me in the kitchen for a minute?
Sure, Mom.
Thank you, love.
Where's the cake, Mom?
Evan, I have a plan, but we have to act quickly.
What's going on?
Your father made something for John. I had this made instead. Look.
It says... But...
I made this for you.
Really? Wait. Dad doesn't know, does he?
Evan, you know that you deserve this. John doesn't want it, and I've prayed for this for 18 years.
Mom, we have to wait for God's timing.
I'm tired of waiting. Let's do this. Today. Before it's too late.
I don't know.
Evan! This might be your last chance. Will you go along with this?
Yes, I will.
Good. Then come on. Carry out the cake and act like nothing happened.
All right.
The cake. Now, where are the presents?
Right here.
Good. Now, boys, your mom and I are so proud of you. Open your gifts.
All right. Oh, a plaque. I know what it says. John Harris, Builder of the Year. 1 year of tuition to any school of your choice?
Wait, but...
Evan, what does your plaque say?
Harris and Son Pet Shop, Evan Harris. Oh, Mom and Dad, I can't believe it.
Neither can I.
John, you dropped your plaque.
You did this, didn't you, Evan?
Of
all the no good...
But John, you get to go to college. You've always wanted that.
You stole the shop from me. How dare you?
John, what's going on?
I never want to see you again. You need to leave, now, or else I'll...
John! Now why are you so angry?
Mom, you always did like Evan best.
Now, honey?
Evan, leave.
But, Dad?
You'd better go, son. It's best for everyone.
But, Evan!
Bye, Mom.
Go, son. For your own safety. Come back when everything has blown over. I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
Still wearing his graduation suit, Evan walked out that door right there. I haven't seen him since.
But why?
That's enough stories for one day, girls. I have to get back to the animals.
Do you need help?
No, thank you, Brianna. I'd like to be by myself for a little while.
Brianna, it's all true.
Now what do we do?
We find Uncle Evan.
Phew, Tractor Doug, that was some story, wasn't it?
It sure was. The family secret is true.
John Harris does have a twin brother.
And they haven't seen each other for more than 20 years.
And Evan stole the shop from John, but he didn't get his wish.
No, he had to leave. And John didn't end up running the pet shop either.
Yeah, it seems to have been a matter of timing. Evan and his mom pushed what they thought was the right thing at the right time, but it wasn't God's timing.
Pushing what we think is best and on our timetable instead of God's doesn't work best.
And there's a verse in the book of Lamentations that can help us to exercise our faith and patience to wait for God's timing. Here's the verse. It's Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 26. It says, "It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord."
Waiting for God's timing isn't always easy.
No, not at all. This verse talks about waiting and hoping in God's time. It reminds me of our Bible story this season.
Right, the story of Jacob and Esau, twin brothers.
Mm-hmm. And their story has a lot in common with John and Evan's. We'll hear part of that story next time when Reader shares it with Jake and Olivia.
Another pair of siblings who aren't getting along.
I hope they make up sooner than John and Evan did.
Do you think Gracie and Brianna will be able to find their long-lost uncle?
I don't know. He's been gone for 20 years. It won't be easy, but nothing is impossible with God.
So join us here again next time for episode 4 of this season called Keep Watch. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us online at discoverymountain.com. Or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, L1H7V4. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain.